As you already know, if you woke up this morning to find a blue screen of death on your computer, or you saw the subway countdown clocks down on your way to work, a problematic update from the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike affected Windows computers all over the world, which had major implications for the financial world. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks joins us on the record to help us make sense of what happened. So, Jason, what happened?
Anita, it's pretty incredible to think that a simple software defect caused the biggest IT outage in global history. This wasn't a cybersecurity attack. It was a problem in the software from CrowdStrike. It's a Falcon sensor platform, which is one of the gold standards in cybersecurity, or at least until now, it's been considered a gold standard. But this pushed out to Windows hosts all around the world at one time. Usually it tends to roll out slower than that, so we're not sure as to why that happened like that, but it rolled out to all of them at once and caused this massive disruption affecting just about every single industry.
WCBS News Time 1:13. COVID-19 is on the rise again, and yesterday it got President Biden, who tested positive and had to cancel an appearance at the Unidos U.S. conference in Las Vegas. Dr. William Schaffner is professor of preventative medicine and infectious diseases at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, and he joins us on the record. Dr. Schaffner, when the president went to board Air Force One, he wasn't wearing a mask. Is that a good idea?
Well, politicians are unlikely to wear masks, Anita, but sure, if you wear a mask, you're less likely to transmit your infection to others. And if you want to protect yourself, particularly if you're in a high-risk group, wearing that mask will offer another layer of protection.
Does it protect in both directions?
In both directions. Should you be infected, you're less likely to infect others. If you're not infected, you're less likely to catch it from others.
We're told the president has already had his first dose of Paxlovid. Is it still as effective as it was against previous strains of the virus, and is rebound still an issue?
Well, yes, it's still effective. It turns wild to mild. That is, it prevents a mild infection from getting more serious and requiring hospitalizations. Yes, you can get a little bit of a rebound after you finish your Paxlovid dosing. The virus can multiply a little, but that's a very minor issue.
WCBS News Time, coming up on 3:14, Yemen's Houthi rebels claim responsibility for a drone strike on Tel Aviv that Israel says killed one person and wounded eight others. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland joins us on the record. So far, Israel hasn't carried out any attacks directly on the Houthis. Could that change if they keep escalating like this?
It certainly could, but at the same time, of course, the United States Navy and other partners have been pretty well engaged with the Houthis shooting down drones, anti-ship missiles, as they've continued a steady assault on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. You know, it kind of goes under the radar, Anita, but the United States Navy has been involved in a longer period of sustained combat since this war in Israel began in the Red Sea than at any time since the Second World War.
WCBS News Time, 9:42. The Republican National Convention is still set to go on in Milwaukee on Monday. Donald Trump's campaign, in a statement, says that the former president is looking forward to joining his supporters there. CBS News correspondent Matt Piper is there, and he joins us live now with more. Matt, what was the mood like after the shooting?
You know, it's been pretty quiet on the streets here because so many of the streets are cordoned off. You know, most of the people who are here are people who are here to work the event, because the majority of the delegates and other people, the thousands who will be here over the next couple of days, are not coming until tomorrow or Monday. So, you know, the mood, I would say, is I just actually walked out of a food hall to talk to you, and everyone's eyes are glued to the TV.
WCBS News Time, 5:13. The Democratic National Convention kicks off its final night tonight. For a preview, we go live to KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign. This convention has been heavy on the joy factor. Do you think that message has made an impression on people across America?
Well, I can't say because I'm here inside the bubble, so it's hard to say what's happening out there. The impression I do get, though, from having, you know, I'm talking on 10 to 12 radio stations a day all around the country, and just from the tenor of the questions and the things people are saying, it sure seems like it is. It seems like things have gone viral and they've sort of tapped into the zeitgeist, and you've got this sort of organic upswelling of enthusiasm and energy and support for this ticket and for Kamala Harris. So I think that's happening. But I won't know for sure till we leave here and see, you know, what if there's a bounce in the polls and get the mood of the electorate outside this bubble of delegates and party officials and party operatives and media. But certainly the joy is something they've been leaning into heavily. You know, that incredibly joyful roll call the other night. It was like a dance party. And that's, I would expect tonight, Kamala Harris is going to try to bring as much joy as possible and leave these delegates with, and the country, with this really uplifting, forward-looking, positive message in direct contrast to how they characterized Donald Trump.
WCBS News Time, 5:42. Representative Bill Pascrell, immortalized last night at the DNC by Cory Booker as a powerful pugilist, a Prince of Patterson, has died at the age of 87. Joining us to reflect on his life and legacy and what comes next is Politico New Jersey Playbook editor Matt Friedman. Matt, you spent a long time covering the congressman. What will you personally remember most?
I really remember him as a fighter, almost literally. I mean, he was quite elderly, really, as long as I was covering him. But he always seemed like the kind of guy who was actually ready to scrap. And I think that was really his Patterson roots coming through. It's a pretty scrappy town. And he, there was a congressman who, in a conversation with him, basically said New Jersey, it just insulted New Jersey, I think, referred to the amount of political corruption in New Jersey in a roundabout way, which, while valid, Pascrell took exception to and basically said, you owe all of New Jersey an apology. And I think the congressman he is arguing with ultimately did issue an apology.
WCBS News Time, 7:42. We know a lot of you out there follow every word we say very closely, so we have a responsibility to get it right. But there's probably no one who follows WCBS 880 more closely than this guy. Welcome to the program, Keith Olbermann.
Thanks for having me, Anita. I'm sorry it's under these circumstances. The reverberations of what you have done, what you did at WCBS, will continue as long as I am in the business. I passed it on to other people. There was a gal came down from Cornell. She was the news director of our radio station. Her name was Bridget Seefringer, and she came to see me at CNN one day in the 80s. You may know her as Bridget Quinn. So, I mean, I passed that Lou Adler's advice. I passed it on to her, and she wound up working at Lou Adler's station. But, I mean, I was thinking about this letter, particularly in the context of what's happening now to all the people who work at WCBS, for whom this is now a tangible and awful thing. It's cold comfort now to consider this, but your work right now will reverberate endlessly. The letter from Lou Adler is from 1979. That's 45 years ago. The impact of his professionalism and his kindness towards me is still echoing in my life and those who have followed me. The work you guys are doing right now, this hour, will be still cited and applauded and appreciated literally in the year 2070. And I know it's cold comfort now, but I hope it means something in the days to come, in the years to come.
Keith Olbermann, host of the extremely popular podcast Countdown with Keith Olbermann, available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm so glad you were able to join us.
I'm so glad you asked, Anita. Thank you.